Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 5, Jedi That Was, Jedi To Be. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the rebellion's most desperate crisis, the fate of the entire Rebel Alliance rested with the astro droid R2-D2, whose memory banks held secret plans critical to the struggle against the Empire. At the edge of the Western Dune Sea, on the desert planet of Tatooine, is the moisture farm of Owen Lars. Here, R2-D2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO have been brought following their purchase by Owen and his young nephew, Luke Skywalker. Once again, R2 has escaped to deliver his message to the mysterious Obi-Wan Kenobi. Ignorant of his mission, Luke and C-3PO must try to recover him before he comes to harm in the hostile wasteland scorched by Tatooine's binary suns.
Dawn. 3PO.
Master Luke, is that you?
Shh. If my uncle finds out R2 got away, he'll skin me alive.
Oh. Well, I am fully prepared, sir. I hooked myself up to the charging unit last night.
Good. I wish I hadn't banged up my skyhopper at Beggar's Canyon. It's going to be a lot tougher to track down R2 in the land speed.
Shall I activate the ground level door, sir?
No. You want to wake my uncle up? The main power is still shut down for the night. I don't dare turn it back on.
Oh, I see. The need for stealth.
Yeah, right. I'll raise the door manually. You push the speeder through. It'll fold along pretty easily on its repulsor field.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The door's up just high enough. Come on, 3PO. Push!
I must say, I agree with your precautions, sir. Your uncle seems rather, well, irascible.
3PO, my uncle hates spending money. He was against buying you and R2-D2 from the Jawas in the first place.
Oh.
Now, if he finds out that R2's run off, well, hop in.
Master Luke, if I might suggest, I could take the controls, leaving you free to scan the terrain for tracks. Piloting ground effect vehicles like your land speeder is one of my secondary functions.
Good idea. Let's go.
Whoa!
No, careful, 3PO! You have to use a light touch on her!
Yes, sir, I see. This vehicle's steering response is excellent. I presume you maintain it yourself, sir.
That's right. I like to make sure things work right. The night winds probably blew away the marks of R2's treads, but I figure he's headed towards whatever he was looking for when you two got captured by those Jawas.
Our escape pod landed somewhere over that way. R2 seems obsessed with the area behind those mesas.
Maybe we can pick him up on the scanner. If you're right, he's headed straight for the Jundland Wastes.
I must say, Master Luke, this Tatooine does seem a desolate place. I simply cannot understand what drew R2 out here. He kept repeating that nonsense about his mission and secret plans, and this Obi-Wan Kenobi person.
Well, there's a Ben Kenobi that lives out this way. My uncle got awfully mad when I mentioned Ben's name at the dinner table last night.
There really is such a person.
Oh, yeah.
I presumed R2 was in a state of hallucinatory malfunction, sir, completely addled.
No. Ben's real enough. I've seen him a few times. All the older settlers like my uncle think that Ben is some sort of magician. Listen, if you swing a little left, you'll see an opening in the mesa wall.
You're very good, sir. Oh, yes, I see it on the scanner. If I might ask, sir, just what sort of an individual is this Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Well, he's real old, for one thing. He travels the Jundland Wastes and the Dune Seas on foot. There's nobody else that does that. He doesn't seem to need much from town, either. He's almost never been to Anchorhead.
And you have met him, sir?
Well, in a way. About 5 seasons ago. Still no sign of R2.
Sir, what is my best choice at this fork?
Left.
Thank you, sir.
It'll take us into the wastes. My friend Wendy and I rode out this way on a dewback once.
Pardon me, sir, but that sounds rather rash.
Well, we wanted to get out on our own for a while.
Oh.
Look, we were bored. We wanted to let off a little steam.
I feared I wouldn't know anything about that, sir.
The dewback threw us off in one of the canyons and ran away. Got pretty bruised up, and then when it got dark, we still hadn't found our way out. Oh, it was kind of spooky. There were a lot of weird sounds, and then we heard a voice off to one side.
A voice?
And it called my name. It was Ben Kenobi. Somehow, Ben found us and guided us back to the farm. He told us a lot about what it was like to live out in the barren lands all alone.
I find it difficult to conceive of anyone living out here voluntarily, sir.
But you know, a funny thing happened. When Ben took us back, Uncle Owen got real mad. And not at Wendy and me, but at Ben. You heard Ben off our farm and warned him not to come back.
Really? Oh,
what? Repio? Anyway, Ben was looking at me kind of funny, like he wanted to say something. Uncle Owen wouldn't give him the chance.
I'm not surprised, Master Duke. Your uncle struck me as a man who could become extremely irate.
Usually, but that was the weird thing. If I didn't know him better, I'd have said he was scared right then.
From the look of these awful wastes, I suggest we locate R2 and leave at once.
R2 couldn't have gotten this far. We must have missed him in the dunes.
Well, you had just recharged him, sir. He could have made considerable distance overnight.
Uncle Owen won't take this very well.
Well, perhaps it would help if you told him it was all my fault, sir.
Hey, that's an idea. He needs you for the moisture harvest, 3PO. The worst he'd do is deactivate you for a few days and give you a memory flush.
Memory flush? Well, on the other hand, sir, R2 would never have run away if you hadn't removed the restraining bolt.
Wait a minute. There's something showing on the scanner dead ahead. Could be him. Hit it, 3PO. He should be right in front of
us
somewhere.
Look, sir, there he is. R2-D.
Great. Pull around next to him.
Right.
R2? Hey, whoa, where do you think you're going?
Master Luke is your rightful owner now, R2. Let's have no more of this Obi-Wan Kenobi gibberish. And don't you talk to me about your secret missions either. You're fortunate that Master Luke doesn't give you back to those Jawas.
No, 3PO, it's all right. Listen, I gotta get you two back to the South Ridge to work on those evaporators before Uncle Owen checks up on us.
If you don't mind me saying so, sir, I think we should first deactivate this little fugitive.
What's wrong with him now?
Oh, my. Sir, he says there are several creatures of unknown type approaching from the southwest.
Sand people. Tusken Raiders. There have been sightings all over the place. Okay, we'd better have a look. 3PO, hand me the macro binoculars.
Sir, do you think this is all ready?
Come on, we'll just take a quick look. R2, you stay here. Watch those rocks, 3PO. Might be a little difficult.
You can say that again, Master Luke. Climbing of those rock formations in mind.
I know, but from here we should be able to see whatever it was R2 detected. Hand me the macros.
Oh, here you are, sir.
Keep low. Now let's see.
Do you see anything, sir?
Well, there are two banthas down there, all right, but I don't see any Tusken Raiders that are... Wait, there's one. Standing guard. Hey, somebody's blocking
me. No! Oh!
What?
A raider! Master, don't defend yourself! Look out, Master! What? No! Stay back! I'm not edible!
So I wasn't wrong. It is Luke Skywalker. What? Well, hello there, little droid. Come here, my friend. But don't be afraid. Huh? Oh, don't worry. This young fellow will be all right. Luke?
What happened?
Now rest easy, son. You've had a busy morning. You're fortunate you're still in one piece. Few are lucky enough to emerge alive from a hand-to-hand contest with a Tusken Raider.
Who are... Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Kenobi. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Yeah, take it slowly, son. That's quite a clout you were dealt.
What made the Sand People leave?
I imitated the hunting cry of a crate dragon. Their imaginations did the rest, and they took to their heels. Tell me, young Luke, what brings you out this far?
It's a little droid here. R2-D2 here claims to be the property of an Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is that a relative of yours?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Well, I think my uncle knew him. Uncle Owen said Obi-Wan was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. At least not yet.
You know him?
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
What?
But I haven't gone by the name of Obi-Wan Kenobi since, before you were born.
Well, then this little droid does belong to you.
Don't seem to remember ever owning a droid. Yeah, I think we'd better get indoors. The Sand People are easily startled, but they'll soon be back and in greater numbers. My home isn't far from here.
What is it, R2? Oh, no, 3PO!
Who's 3PO?
It's C-3PO. It's R2-D2's counterpart. When that Tusken Raider jumped us, 3PO must have been damaged.
Well, then let's find him quickly. Every second counts now.
3PO!
Oh, here he is, behind the rock.
Good. Here's his arm. Torn loose, linkages and all.
Help me sit him up, Ben. I'll try his reactivate switch. Here goes. Nothing.
Try again.
Master Luke, where am I? I must have taken a bad step when that sand person swung at me with his axe thing.
Willis, can you stand? We've got to get out of here before they come back.
I don't think I can make it. You go on, Master Luke. There's no sense in your risking yourself on my account. I'm done for.
What kind of talk is that? Come on, we'll help you to your feet.
Go.
The land speeder's not far off.
Now,
come on.
Quickly now, the Sand People are on the move. We'll go to my home. Come. Modest place, Luke. In comparison, your uncle's is rather grand. Sit C-3PO down over there in the corner.
Come on, C-3PO. Let me see what I can do for you.
Here's my toolbox. I don't think the damage is too serious.
Thank you, Master Luke.
His automatic disconnects released under the strain of the fall. It should be a simple matter of reattaching the shoulder linkages and activating the self-seals.
Oh, I do hope so.
Let's see. Yeah. Boy, you know a lot about droid repair for an old...
For an old hermit?
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I quite understand. But you shouldn't assume that solitude necessarily begets ignorance, Luke.
Yeah, right. Boy, it's a nice home you got here. Pretty well hidden, too.
It has all that I require. Shelter and comfort without a lot of clutter. I prefer to live simply and to keep around me only those things I prize highly. That is part of the Jedi's creed.
A Jedi? You were a Jedi Knight?
Do you find that so impossible to believe?
Well, it's just I've heard so many stories about the Jedi Knights and all the things they did.
And I suppose I don't very much look the part just now, do I? Well, truth to tell, that's partially by design. But I was one nonetheless... And so was your father.
My father?
Yes. He and I served together in the Clone Wars.
No, my father didn't fight in the wars. He was a navigator on a spice freighter.
That's what your Uncle Owen told you. He didn't hold with your father's ideals. Thought your father should have stayed here and not gotten involved.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy and a cunning warrior. And he was a good friend. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself, which reminds me, I have something for you.
Sir, if you won't be needing me, I think I'll close down for a while and run through some internal checks.
Sure, 3PO, go ahead.
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, but your uncle wouldn't allow it. He feared you might follow old Obi-Wan off on some foolish idealistic crusade like your father did. I wanted to give it to you once before, but your uncle ordered me to get off your farm and never return.
Right, when you saved Wendy and me. I remember that. And then you turned up again today. You seem to know everything about me. Ben, you've been sort of keeping an eye on me, haven't you?
Let's simply say that I've kept abreast of your progress. Yeah, but now about your father's legacy.
Well, yeah, what is this? I mean, it looks like some sort of handle. What is it attached to?
What you hold is your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi. Now, carefully now, press that control there on the grip.
It's a sword.
A lightsaber. Its blade is pure energy. Now, take care with it. It will cut through anything it touches. Do you feel how readily it answers your least gesture? It's not as clumsy or random as a blaster. But to use one well is a mark of excellence.
Gee, it moves so easily. Almost like it's alive.
An elegant weapon for a more civilized age. For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. Before the Dark Times. Before the Empire. Yeah, perhaps that's enough for now.
Ben? How did my father die?
It's not a story to be told simply nor briefly. Suffice it to say that there was a young Jedi who was a pupil of mine, perhaps my most brilliant one, until he was seduced by the dark side of the Force and turned to evil. He betrayed your father and murdered him. His name was Darth Vader, and he helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights. It's the sort of tragedy that occurs when even the finest of people are seduced by the dark side of the Force.
The Force?
The Force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
And this Darth Vader...
It is, as I said, a long and complicated account. It will have to wait for another time. Ah, yes. R2-D2, my unexpected emissary. Now, let's see if we can't figure out just what brought you here and where you came from. Yes. His control systems are quite conventional.
I saw part of a holographic projection, some sort of message he was carrying.
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I'm unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid that my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the security of the Rebellion into the memory system of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely to Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Who is she?
She is the Princess Leia Organa of the Royal House of Alderaan. An Imperial Senator. And unbeknown to the Empire, a leader of the Rebel Alliance. She's grown into a remarkable young woman.
She's beautiful. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Indeed. Well, Luke... You must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
Alderaan? But I'm not going to Alderaan. I'm late. I'm in for it as it is.
But I need your help, Luke. She needs your help. I'm getting too old for this kind of thing.
But I can't get involved. I've got work to do. And it's not like I like the Empire. I hate it, but there's nothing I can do about it right now. And it's such a long way from here.
That's your uncle talking.
Oh, my uncle. How am I ever going to explain all this to him?
Learn about the Force, Luke.
Look, I can take you as far as Anchorhead. You can get a transport there to Mos Eisley Spaceport or wherever you're going.
You must do what you feel is right, of course.
What I feel is right? Ben, I'd like to help you, to help her. But do you think it's right to run out on Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru? They're all the family I've got, and I'm not going to let anything happen to them. And if that's not right, well, I'd rather be wrong.
Yes, of course. Sometimes even the best intentions may be contradictory. Perhaps your answer lies with the Force within you. Very well, I shall take you up on your kind offer. I must make my way to Alderaan as quickly as I can.
You all right back there, R2? How about you, 3PO?
No, quite comfortable, thank you, sir.
Getting to Anchorhead with the droids would have presented a formidable problem if you hadn't offered me this ride, Luke.
I really wish I could do more for you, Ben, but the sooner I get these droids out on the South Ridge working on those evaporators, the less of a skinny I'm going to take from Uncle Owen.
Luke, I'm afraid the droids will have to come with me.
What? But they cost my uncle nearly everything.
Surely you don't think I can leave them behind. You heard that message. This matter is far too vital to risk losing R2-D2, and for security's sake, C-3PO must come along as well.
But what'll I tell my uncle?
I shall leave that to your conscience, son. What's that?
What?
There, off to the south.
Where?
Smoke. Something of great size is afire.
I don't see... Oh, yeah, there it is. You've got good eyes.
Powers of observation lie with the mind, Luke, not the eyes. Yeah, perhaps we should take a look and see what it is.
R2? 3PO? Hang on.
Yes, sir. It's a Jawa sandcrawler. And look, it's been shot to pieces. There's dead Jawas everywhere.
Why, those are the dreadful little creatures that captured Artu and myself.
It must have been the Tusken Raiders. I've got a very bad feeling about this. We better get out of here.
No. Whoever did this is gone, Luke.
Sir, Artu informs me he detects no life aboard the Sandcrawler.
The poor creatures. Their lives were arduous and meager enough without being ended so brutally.
Looks like the sand people did this all right. Look, Goffy sticks, Bantha tracks all over the place. It's just, I don't know, I never heard of them hitting anything as big as a Jawa sandcrawler before.
They didn't, but we are meant to think they did. These Bantha tracks here are side by side, you see. But sand people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
Ben, these are the same Jawas who sold 3PO and R2 to Uncle Owen.
And these blaster fire impact points on the bodies in the sandcrawler. Too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Stormtroopers? Why would Imperial stormtroopers want to slaughter Jawas unless... The droids. The droids? And if they traced R2 and 3PO here, they may have learned who the Jawas sold them to, and that would lead them back... home.
Wait, Luke. It's too dangerous. Luke! Come back! Very well. We'll give the Jawas what decent funeral we can.
Pardon me for asking, sir, but where is Master Luke going? I mean, he will come back, won't he?
That I cannot tell you. It's tied in with a great many things to be determined now by the Force. Come, let's get this done as quickly as we can. Yes, I see him. Luke, are you all right?
The farm. The farm. I could see the smoke on the horizon. Everything was gutted, burning. I called out for Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. But they didn't answer.
Easy, Luke. Take it easy.
There was practically nothing left of them. Ben, they were all I had. The only family I've ever known. And when they needed me, I wasn't there.
There was nothing you could have done, Luke. If you'd been there, you'd have been killed as well. And the droids would now be in the hands of the Empire.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Luke Skywalker is about to undertake a journey to a distant solar system and a journey of the spirit as well. No matter that an empire is against him, he is moved by vengeance, but he is moved too by the image of a young woman in terrible danger. Luke Skywalker is soon to become a pivotal figure in the galaxy-wide struggle between rebellion and empire. Star Wars, Episode 5 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, and Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.